www.thebeatmetalshow.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You send me an email if you want. The show is about you. It's about your health.
Obesity is growing like crazy. Global obesity, the rates have doubled since 1980. That is unbelievable. But look around. We see it in the waistline of Americans, for sure. The world is becoming a heavier place, a new article says. Especially in the West, the obesity rates worldwide have doubled in the last three decades, even as blood pressure and cholesterol levels have dropped, according to three new studies. People in Pacific Island nations like American Samoa are the heaviest, one of the studies shows. And among developed countries, Americans are the fattest and the Japanese are the slimmest. Being obese is no longer just a Western problem, a professor of public health at Imperial College of London said in one of the study's authors. In 1980, about 5% of men and 8% of women worldwide were obese. And by 2008, the rates were nearly 10% for men and 14% for women. That means that 205 million men and 297 million women weighed in as obese. Another 1.5 billion adults were overweight, according to the obesity study. And though richer countries did a better job at keeping blood pressure and cholesterol levels under control, the researchers said people nearly everywhere are piling on the pounds, except in a few places in Central Africa and South Asia. The studies were published Friday in the medical journal called The Lancet. So it's amazing. I mean, obesity is definitely on the rise. And the scary thing is, we used to compile it and just say it's here in America. But now it's spreading to other countries. And I think the reason for that is the Americanization, the food and the fast food, the chains that have now gone in. Western way of eating has gone into so many of other countries. And they're losing a lot of their organic way of eating. So many countries really have incredible diets. And now the infiltration of our Western diet, the SAD diet, the standard American diet, is infiltrating, and you're seeing their health declining. You look at studies of countries that started eating the way Americans ate, and you will find a country and a nation that has become sicker than they've ever been. What does that say? Is it genetics? Really? Not really. It's not genetics at all. It's our stupid lifestyle choices. It's watching TV and eating what you think is cool. You're going to pay for it in one way or the other. See, the thing is, we feel like that we can eat however we want, live however we want, and life is just going to go on. And if we get cancer, it just is what it is because grandma had it, grandpa had it, so I'm going to have it. And that's not true. Literally, we can change the course of our destiny in so many ways. Only about a third of what we deal with has a genetic component to it. And so we've got two-thirds of our choices and two-thirds of what we do that can determine the kind of health that we're going to have. But we have to be willing to make the changes. We have to be willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to be able to pay the price, to make the choices. And Les Brown, which is a motivational speaker, is a great guy. I met him, spent time with him. He's a super, super guy. But Les Brown said that you've got to be hungry. And what he means by that, he said, you know, in life, if you want something bad enough, if you want any kind of career, if you want family, whatever you want in life, you better be hungry. And he said, if you're willing to do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. You've got to be hungry. And my question to you is, on this show, are you hungry? Do you want your health so badly that you're willing to do whatever it takes. But when obesity is on the rise, and we, by the choices that we make, can control our own waistlines and what goes on inside of our body, it's up to us. We can make that change. But are you willing to make the change? See, that is the real key. Are you willing? Knowing that there's choices you can make to almost turn back the hands of time and get your health back where it needs to be, are you willing to make the change? That's a question that only you can answer. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7270. Listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Let's go now to Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi. I'm calling because about a year ago, I was diagnosed with CLL. And I'm sure you're familiar with what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, you know, and looking up information on the internet and alternative treatments for it, I keep coming across EGCG, which is, you know, from green tea.
Right.
And I'm having a hard time actually finding it in any kind of a sizable dose that might be therapeutic.
You mean in wanting to take it in a supplement form?
Yes.
Yeah. They actually, a lot of different manufacturers are making green tea extract that has the ECCGs in them that is so powerful and so potent. But here's the thing. With green tea, if you look at the different companies, and of course they'll have the different dosages and whatnot, you always want to shoot for a veggie capsule because
okay.
The absorption is going to be, 10 times higher. For example, if you took a tablet versus a veggie capsule, especially with the green tea extract, you're going to get, for the tablet, maybe a 30% absorption rate, and the capsule is going to be about 95. I mean, it's night and day. So that's
okay.
One thing you want to do. Do you drink green tea by chance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I drink it at work. I drink it at home. Probably 2 to 3, 4 cups a day.
That's great. See, the green tea itself, even though you would think you take the extract and you're getting this high potency and it's just going to knock your socks off, believe it or not, the benefits from just drinking the green tea itself from the tea bags is the studies that have been out there have been very good just based on the tea itself. So I've always, people talk to me all the time about should I take the supplements or not. And I'm a supplement guy. I believe in them. I think they're necessary. I think that in higher doses and whatnot, they can do some really good therapeutic things to the body. But I always am a big fan of really good foods first, you know, keeping your diet really strong and getting as much as we can out of foods and drinks like tea, the actual tea leaves and whatnot. And I'm a big fan. If you're looking for that route for CLL, then green tea, yeah, there's great studies on green tea and that component in there. I would continue, if it was me, I would continue drinking the green tea. You can look into the pills. I think that the green tea itself is going to be quite beneficial. Some other things that are really good for CLL, really important to keep your omega-3 fats up and vitamin D. I would look into a blood test from your primary care physician and have them check your vitamin D levels because normal can be above 35. But when you're looking at any kind of disease process or keeping the immune system strong or whatever it might be, it's been shown that vitamin D, keeping higher dosages, working with your doctor on that and keeping the numbers between about 70 and 90 on that blood test can make a really, really big difference, especially within the immune system to allow it to fight. So that's just something to think about. Also, the dark leafy green vegetables, kale and spinach, those sorts of things are phenomenal at raising the immune system, strengthening the body, and helping in conditions such as yours. But as far as the green tea extract, just check with your local health food store, and they're going to have, it's kind of 6 1/2 dozen. A lot of the quality is really good in those. But just make sure you don't quit drinking the tea itself. That's really important.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out. There you'll get great information. Also, our weekly email newsletter. New one is coming out this week. I'm going to talk about anti-aging and human growth hormone and how you can get your body to function on its own and create your own fountain of youth. Be looking for that. If you're not on there and you're not signed up, check it out. We take care of all your email addresses. Don't worry. We don't give them out to anybody. We'll protect all your privacy. This is to empower you with your health and with your life. Let's go now to Penny. Hi, Penny. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Aisha. Sure. Last night, I was listening and you were talking a lot about hormones and I had a brain tumor and they removed my pituitary gland. And so I don't have the pituitary gland, which controls the emotions as well as other problems. And I've heard you talking about Synthroid with somebody else and my understanding is that it fights against you losing weight. The Synthroid does.
I've been told and seen
on the paper, I think.
You're asking me if Synthroid keeps you from losing weight?
Yeah, if it fights against you. I was told it didn't really keep you from it, but it fights against it.
No, the Synthroid, the Synthroid, the levothyroxine is basically just to manage the thyroid gland. So you had the pituitary. You're saying you had the thyroid removed, or you had...
Yeah, I had my pituitary gland removed because it was a third ventricular astrocytoma, if that helps you.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm with you. Now, how about your thyroid gland? You're taking Synthroid, and how long have you been taking that?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been taking Synthroid for your thyroid gland?
Since 77, when the brain tumor...
Okay, all right. When it comes to weight loss, do you need to lose 10 pounds, 30 pounds? Where are you right now? You're struggling and it's just...
More like
100,
120 pounds. And I'm like at 259, and I want to get down to about 125.
Okay. Let's step back for a second. Hormones play a big role.
Years ago, so I don't know what the weight range would be for me now because I'm 46.
Well, the pituitary gland does play a big role. The pituitary gland plays a role, but you also have to look at your lifestyle choices. So hormones, I always say, again, if your hormones are not right, then nothing's going to happen. I get that. You can work as hard as you can, eat perfectly, exercise, and if your hormones are off, it's going to cause a little bit of a challenge. But now you're 100 pounds, 120 pounds, that's a lot to be overweight. So tell me what your basic lifestyle looks like right now. So what does a day look like in Penny's life? In your eating plan and your exercise, give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and how often you exercise.
One of my biggest problems is I don't drive, and I don't have consistency hardly at all. I mean, I do try to get up between, but no later than 10 if possible. Every once in a while I'll sleep in, but I usually have breakfast before 9 and then I take my medicine at 1, so I try to have lunch between 12 and 1. And but I'm caught a lot where, it's 3 or 4 sometimes before I realize I haven't even had lunch.
Okay, well, Penny, my question to you is, though, what do you actually eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What does that look like?
Well, Special K, I eat the Special K with strawberries for breakfast with about 6 ounces of orange and skim milk in my cereal and sometimes a banana. And then a banana or an orange or a tangerine.
What about lunch?
And then lunch is never consistent, but several times I'll grab, of course, I eat the reduced-fat peanut butter when I use it, but I'll have peanut butter and the sugar-free jelly. And and then some pretzels.
Susan, what about dinner?
The same type of thing, unless I eat with my parents. If I eat with my parents, like tonight I had a pork chop that was grilled, I guess. George Foreman pork chop and
All right, and
a
Susan,
sweet potato.
Penny, what about your exercise? Talk to me about that.
That's my biggest problem. I have two bad knees, and I don't mind walking, but I have a little bit of problem. I have one eye. I just have the one eye. I'm blind in my right eye due to the second brain tumor. So I do better walking with someone, and I have been trying. I have a friend that's trying to get on the schedule to help me to be able to walk with me. My mom's always fussing at me. Anytime there's a decent day, she'll say, "You need to go walk." But I don't like to walk by myself, and I can't have a really hard time making myself. And even when I do, I don't walk as much as I want to or would normally.
Why don't you like walking by yourself?
I think part of it is the security of the holes and stuff in the concrete in the sidewalks and stuff.
Well, then there's a couple things.
If you want to know
my thoughts on it all, and you want to know my kind of my opinions on what I think about with your situation, I mean, the reality is you've got to change the way you eat. I mean, definitely without a shadow of a doubt, you eat breakfast like you're eating right now, and you eat lunch like you're eating right now, you're going to continue to gain weight. You're setting yourself up to have blood sugar-related issues in a major way. You're going to have to increase your lean quality proteins, increase your healthy fats, and cut down on your sugars, cut out grains, and those sorts of things. I just get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Really, you need to kind of dive into that first, and it'll lay out your eating principles. Yes, you had some challenges with the hormones, the pituitary gland, but your eating is where it has to start. Look into riding a bike and swimming as some alternative exercising, because that way you don't have to worry about your safety concerns.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, "I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation." Suzanne from Maryland writes, "After hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Go to Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
I'm taking my call, Dr. Issa.
Of course. How can I help,
I'd like to ask you about, I'm postmenopause, but okay. I, from time to time, and it seems like they're getting to be more and more night sweats.
You've been struggling with night sweats, right?
Yeah, some of them are worse, you know, and some are just where you want to throw the cover off. But then I have woken up before and would be completely soaked. You know, I'd have to get up and change my clothes.
And what is your age, Charlotte?
69.
And when's the last time you had some blood work done with your doctor?
It's not been quite a year. I usually get it... done before. I should have had it done about 3 months ago, but I had chronic bronchitis for about 3 months. And, I mean, that just about took me under. I couldn't take, you know, I just couldn't get enough energy to get ready to go out anywhere. And so I was on antibiotics for that, and it got better. And,
that's good.
But I still have, he gave me one of those inhalers.
Sure. For the night sweats?
If I'm, you know, not breathing real well, and sometimes
I was going to say that didn't make sense. Okay. So no one's done anything.
About the night sweats.
Charlotte, no one's done anything for your night for the night sweats yet, right?
No.
Right. Typically, even regardless of what your age, a lot of times when you're dealing with night sweats and things like that, it, especially once you get into your 60s. Your estrogen, even though you're getting older and you would think, well, my estrogen is not working like it used to, sometimes the estrogen and progesterone can get very low, and it can cause these type of symptoms. It can also be coming from your thyroid gland. That's why I want to encourage you to get some blood work done again. Have them check your thyroid. Also have them check your blood sugar levels. It's a good thing to have your doctor look at. A lot of times the blood sugar levels can mimic these night sweats, and it really is, gives you a good result for what's going on. The other is to look at taking black cohosh. Black cohosh, simple herbal formula, but it works very well in stabilizing estrogen levels. All right, let's go to Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for being a Christian and using the Bible as your nutritional things. I really appreciate it.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
My son is almost 44 years old, and I've always studied, you know, nutrition and things, and I always tell him, and he thinks that he can exercise like 3 or 4 times a week on a treadmill for 45 minutes and lose weight.
Okay. And does he think he can do that and eat whatever he wants?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what, just so you know, Lynn, that's what a lot of people still believe that.
Oh, I know.
That's the mentality of a lot of people. So are you wanting me to convince him otherwise?
I just want to know your opinion. I have your book and stuff, and, you know, like I said, I've studied nutrition myself since about 1970. I'm 63 years old, and he's a concert pianist, and he's a teacher and stuff, and
he's
very smart, but that's virtually impossible. I keep telling him that.
Well, smart doesn't make you lose weight. Unfortunately, just because you're smart, it's not going to make the pounds fall off. So
exactly.
You got to be now working or living smart and making the right lifestyle choices will. But he can, you know, he's probably just he's learned things a certain way and maybe grown up in around some folks and learned some things that he thinks that's the way the body works, and that's okay. But we just got to change a couple things with him. That's all. Hey, if he can read my book, that would be a great encouragement
to
him.
What
and
I'm trying to,
the one thing is, you can first of all, let me make this straight. If you work out 4 days a week on the treadmill and walk, you can lose weight. But if you're eating 9 hours a day, it's not going to happen. Changes, and we can make a shift. See, when someone really doesn't care that he doesn't care what he eats, or what is his deal with eating and that sort of thing?
Anything I think he wants. He eats a lot of fast food.
He
eats out a lot, and I don't eat red meat myself, and I mostly, you know, like, you know, vegetables and stuff, and I eat one egg and one cup of coffee of a morning, and I watch calories,
okay.
And that's what I keep trying to tell them.
Hold on, we're missing a huge dynamic here. First of all, he's 44, and you're his mother. There's no way he's going to listen to you.
Exactly.
So, even though you love and care for him and all that, well, because he's a grown man.
Yeah, and he never could.
He's not 12.
No, and he could never gain any weight. He was always real thin, but then, you know, after he got 30, and then it just slowly, you know, starts creeping up, and of course, you know, it's on his gut, and
well, and that's, of course, your gut health for guys is the most important thing, because it's really
right.
Sets the stage for
issues with it, diabetes and heart disease and all that.
Exactly.
But that's okay. Here's the deal. You can get a copy of the book. He's not going to listen, though. That's the thing.
Right.
Here's the deal. With a guy, no matter what, you'll always be mom, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a point in a guy's life where it's the mom factor, it just kind of goes to the wayside. And I know, you know what I mean? You love, you care about him. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But he's going to have to find that on his own. Is he married?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, see, he's going to have to find that somewhere else.
An only
one
child.
Thing you can do is just, yeah, of course. Well, of course. I'm listening to the mother of an only child right now, and it's evident. And that's okay, because you care about him. But,
right, because I'm afraid about diabetes and stuff. I have none of that, and no arthritis, diabetes, no high blood pressure, and it's all because of my diet, and I keep telling them. As a matter of fact, I went to West Virginia with him to visit his other children, and several people thought that I was their mother instead of a grandmother.
Let me leave you with this.
Uh-huh.
One of the greatest things you can do is encourage him and empower him and give him some tools like my book. I think that would be something that would be great for him. But if he wants to get his body where he needs to be, the exercise is going to be important. But the other thing is his eating. And I would encourage him to get some blood work, because if he goes to his doctor and have them check his hormones and his testosterone level is low, meaning like 200 to 300, then it's those kind of things that will motivate a guy or motivate a person to want to make some changes. Those hardcore numbers, when you see them right before your eyes, it makes a difference. Because if somebody is, you know, in their early 40s and they feel relatively good and their work's going well for them and they don't have a reason to kind of take that pause and say, I need to really do something with my health or my life, then they won't do it. And it's definitely not going to come from mom. He's not going to listen. I'm just telling you, it's not happening. So his wife might get to him, but probably not. Depends on how stubborn he is. It sounds like he's pretty stubborn. So the biggest thing is to encourage him, go get some blood work done. You talk to Dr. Asa. Dr. Asa said you got to get a bunch of blood work done and see where your numbers are. He'll probably do that, especially if it's coming from another person. But anyway, let him know. Let me know how things go with him. Shoot me an email at drasa.com or call me back here on the show. But just know that it's not bad to care and it's not bad to love. Just, you know, again, sometimes it's the prayers that a mother gives that are more powerful than the words that come out of her mouth. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Cole. Hi, Cole. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I have a question. I've heard you mention several times about the beneficial effects of lemon and fresh squeezed lemon juice and purified water.
Right.
And I want to know, what are those beneficial effects? And also, obviously, they you know, fresh squeeze is much more difficult, requires more effort than concentrated lemon juice from concentrate. How do you feel?
So it's easier to get the plastic bottle and squeeze it into water than lemon and cut it in half.
Right.
I'm actually drinking water right now with lemon squeezed in it. But, you know, here's the deal. The lemon water is good because it alkalizes your body. It means it makes it less acidic. And it allows your body to have more energy. It's good for your joints, good for your digestion. All of that is beneficial when you're using lemon water. Now, I talk about certain cleanses that involve lemons. Like, there's what we call a super cleanse, which helps get rid of the body's excess yeast, bacteria, and fungal infections. What you do, a cleanse for 3 to 5 days. You do 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, squeeze half a lemon, pinch of cayenne pepper. That's in a 12-ounce glass of water. And you can drink up to about 12, 14 glasses of that per day. Sip on it every 15 minutes, and it helps cleanse the body. So there's different benefits of it. But if you're just doing it on a regular basis of you know, putting lemon in the water, you always want to go with the fresh lemon over anything concentrated, just because of all the nutrients that come out of it. And there's no artificial ingredients or preservatives or anything in there that would impede that. But you're on the great path for that. Lemon water is a great, great thing.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. One in two children in America right now have chronic health issues. New article out says that one in every two of these U.S. children now grapple with some type of chronic health condition such as asthma, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, or obesity. Those are the top three. New research suggests this. The good news is that for most of these children, their chronic childhood illnesses won't persist. Just over 7% of these who reported a chronic condition at the beginning of the study still had the condition 6 years later. But over time, we found the rates of chronic conditions and obesity in the U.S. children increased, but few of these conditions were resolved on their own. So they're talking about how a lot of these kids now are getting things, and some are tending to stay, some won't persist. So it's kind of half and half. But really it's coming down from what we're finding. It's interesting. They didn't talk about that in this article, but I want to add to that, that it comes down to the parents. Because what are we feeding our kids, and how are we letting our kids live their lifestyle? Because I know when I was a kid, I mean, if I wasn't out doing something every single day pretty much after school, running around playing with my friends outside, whether it was football or riding bikes or whatever it was, the idea of being able to sit inside after school, I mean, my parents weren't having it. I know that. There was no sitting around playing video games and hanging out every day. That's just not happening. So, and I didn't want to. I wanted to get out and be active. So, and I think now, more than ever, just because of computers and that sort of thing, that a lot of the kids stay indoors more. They're not as active. They tend to be more withdrawn, and that lends itself to a lot of these challenges like obesity and asthma, which can be caused by food allergies and more of a sedentary lifestyle, along with genetics, of course. But, you know, the ADHD, which has to do with your brain chemistry, and when serotonin levels get off, it can cause ADHD, and also with dopamine levels. And there's certain brain chemicals that when they get imbalanced, that it throws everything off, and it can cause some of these challenges that kids are dealing with, when really, if we could just do the old school, which is get out and get more activity, of course, you know, now they're taking PE out of, that's what we used to call it, PE out of schools or gym class. They're not even offering it in some places now, and it's an option. You don't even have to do it. We had to do it. It was great to go out and grab a dodgeball and go, you know, play dodgeball and do all those different things during that time and get out and be active. They don't even do that anymore. They're starting to cut that out. So we have to make some changes for sure. And as parents, it's vitally important because kids don't know how to eat. They have no idea what health is. They don't know the difference between a fried chicken leg and a grilled chicken sandwich. I mean, they don't know. They're just going, whatever tastes good, looks good. If the guy on TV's eating it, then I want to eat it. If the guy in the commercials or girl in the commercials eating it, then that's what I want. And so it's based on what you teach them, parents, and then also what they're going to see in the media of what they're going to be attracted to and what they're going to want to do. And they're expecting, and I really challenge parents to lead by example, because kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So you can't be eating a big bucket of Ben and Jerry's and then give your kid a carrot and expect that that's going to go over real well. It's not. So you have to make some changes yourself and be a leader, which is what you're called to do as parents. We all are, to be influence over the young people and what they're going through in their lives so that we can give them a better life. That's what it's all about, in giving back. So leave a health legacy. That's what I always say. When it comes down to it, you want to leave a legacy to your children and your grandchildren, not just about how to take care of their finances and not just how to be quality people and have integrity and character. All those things are very important, but it's very important to teach them how to take care of the body, the one body that they were given, because our health really is a gift, and how we take care of our health and our lives is a gift of giving back. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I was calling to ask, at night I have like a burning and stinging in my leg from my knee down to my ankle, and it wakes me up. Could that be a sign of blood not flowing properly?
But the legs burn and they sting only at night, and do they go down one leg or both of them?
Both of them.
All the way down both legs?
All the way down both legs to my ankle, from my knee down to my ankle.
And what about when you're up? What about when you're up and going around during the day? Does it go away?
Yes, sir.
It does. Have you had anybody look at this yet?
I did, and she said that it seemed to be okay, but it bothered me at night still.
Yeah. Are you overweight?
I weigh 115, and I'm 59 years old.
So you're not dealing with anything like diabetes, right?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah. You've got a little bit of a neuropathy going on, and it's fairly common. I actually see that. It's probably, though, I don't know so much that it is more chemical, like a deficiency of some kind. I think it's more structural, which there's three sides to the health triangle that we talk about in natural medicine. There's the mental side, which is your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. There's the chemical side, your body physiology, so your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, however that functions. And the structural side, the bones, muscles, and nerves, and getting that to work the way that it needs to. One of the best things you can do is go see an osteopathic physician that's a DO, or even a chiropractic physician that's a DC. They work on the structural aspect of the body, and they can do some tests to see if there's any nerves that are being irritated that might be causing some of those symptoms that you're dealing with. And that's what I would encourage you to do, to go get a consultation with one of those physicians. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding...
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.